WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. No one on the College Station School Board expressed an interest in asking voters this November to build a new indoor pool without outside assistance.
It reminds me of the guy that's buying a $30 million yacht, and he asked how much it costs to run it per hour. If you're worried about the cost per hour, don't buy the yacht.
Garland Watson was referring to the more than $200,000 deficit the district pays each year to run the current natatorium. Paul Dorsett was among those who saw the benefit to the community, but questioned school district voters paying for the $30 million facility, then operating it at an annual deficit.
Well, that's a whole other school and a half. And that impacts 650 students at one school, potentially. And I go, $200,000, that's a handful of teachers or sure. Aides.
Trustees will learn more tonight what interest from the city council has in the natatorium. Meanwhile, the school board will be asked next week to take final action on what could be two bond issues. One might be the natatorium by itself, and the other is more than $83 million covering new construction and remodeling buildings, among other things, which could reach you can read online at WTAW.com. This morning, the A&M System Board of Regents will try again to improve nearly $4 billion of budgets for the fiscal year of all its universities and agencies that begins September 1st.
The Regents conference call follows tabling the budget last Thursday. That's after the suggestion that 5% of each organization's spending remain with the chancellor. And John Sharp was asked last Thursday what he thought about having $200 million at his disposal.
I would suspect that if you did it, that you can do it without the money going to the chancellor. I mean, you can have the universities set aside, create a pool over there, and then have another meeting and decide what you want to do with the pool. There's no reason to go here. I don't tell presidents how to spend their money. I help them get the budget, and then they're administrators, and they know how to do it.
Sharp also told the Regents he doesn't want to return money to the state or agencies who have given research funds. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No one was injured during two separate house fires in College Station over the weekend. Information Officer Bart Humphreys says a garage caught fire Friday evening at a home on Marta Street near Edelweiss Estates.
The homeowner had been cooking for in preparation for a large party and had been using a propane-fired cooker in the garage, and unfortunately that set some combustibles on fire.
Humphrey says plywood-like material that had been set up as a grease guard ignited, and he reminds homeowners to use grills outside, at least 3 feet away from any flammable material. Then, on Sunday evening, a house behind City Hall caught fire on Foster Avenue due to an outside outlet being incorrectly grounded. No one was injured, but the power had to be cut, and there was minor smoke damage. While high temperatures have dropped below 100, it's still too hot for animals to be inside parked in locked vehicles. College Station policeman Phil Dorsett says they've saved some dogs recently.
Speaking with our animal control officers, we've had quite a few instances lately as the temperatures are climbing every day of people leaving their animals in their vehicles unattended. And, you know, oftentimes someone will think, oh, I'm just going to run in this store for 5 or 10 minutes. And then I'll be right back out. I know what I'm going to get, and I know where I need to go. You know, my pet can wait in the car for just a couple minutes, and then you'll get stuck in line, or there'll be a problem with the, you know, credit card machine. Fill in the blank.
Dorsett says it's a Class C misdemeanor when you leave an animal inside a vehicle longer than 5 minutes when the outdoor temperature is 85 degrees or warmer. A&M student move-in weekend is approaching, and that includes two high-rise complexes in Northgate.
We work real closely with the two, the Stack and the Rise, regarding their move-in plans, and I think we have a good plan for that. I mean, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be congested, but yeah, all those additional folks create challenges.
Lance Sims with the City of College Station says the plans include traffic movement.
Church Street, which is immediately adjacent to the Rise, has been completely reconstructed as part of that. It's kind of a partnership there. So traffic should move a little better along Church Street, but ultimately there will be another connection that goes out from the newly reconstructed church out to South College.
And during Aggie Home football weekends, College Station police will be working with the university to handle the additional traffic and parking issues. And some Austin lawyers are undergoing training to learn how to defend students ticketed in school.
About 30 attorneys showed up for the training offered by the Austin Lawyers Guild to fight what the group calls the school-to-prison pipeline. Guild attorney Brian McGivern says school discipline has turned criminal for things that used to mean detention.
They put children in a position where they think they've got something that's like a traffic ticket. And if they pay the fine, it'll go away. When in reality, when they pay a fine, they unknowingly plead guilty to in charge like, you know, disorderly conduct. And when they do that, they're in an adult court.
McGivern says that means the charge stays on their record permanently and will show up when they apply for college, an apartment, or even a job. He says last year, Texas schools wrote over 300,000 non-traffic tickets to students. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
WTW News Time, 6:14 at 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pay good money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's 8:14.
You wish.
Yeah, it'd be 6:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure in control, so the heat continues. Sunshine, we're headed up to at least 100 degrees today. Clear, warm through the overnight, 75 to 80. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow, 95 to 100 for the afternoon high. Maybe by late tomorrow afternoon, we could see an isolated thunderstorm. Tomorrow night, there's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, lows near 75. Partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. In the Navy SEALs, I believe they call it Hell Week. Football players in college call it two-a-days, and that's what started for the A&M football team yesterday. We'll get you caught up there. Outside the Lines is reporting two more signings with Johnny Manziel through the course of the year, making now, if I'm not mistaken, a total of four. And the Brazos Valley Bombers opened up the playoffs last night. We'll get you caught up in all that more with sports, and we'll do it for you about 6:50.
Okay. Signing here, signing there, signing everywhere.
Yep.
Okay. So, honesty is always the best policy, right?
More often than not.
Yeah. You're hedging the bet?
Sometimes a little white lie, I think, is okay. And,
or at least if you can be honest, but don't be cruel.
Yeah, okay.
No, your butt looks fine in those jeans.
Yeah, oh, one of those, I got
well,
you.
Well, you don't have to say that.
Well, when it comes to panhandling, is honesty the best policy? From our favorite state, that'd be Florida, a woman is panhandling for larger breasts. Christina Andrews of Pensacola stands by the road every day holding a sign explaining she's not homeless, she just wants implants. I'm not happy with the ones I have.
What?
Wait a minute.
Replacement?
I'm not happy with the ones
That's
I have.
It's really stupid. You Ms. have to Andrews, earn your chest.
Yeah, she says she... No, no way.
Stupid.
I could have sworn that there might be some genetic things involved there rather than just...
Yeah, but you have to be made fun of through all of... If you want a big chest, you need to be made fun of in middle school and have all the negative... You can't just go and buy a new chest and say, oh, I have no problems.
Okay.
You have to deal with what you're given.
She says she's been getting a lot of money and smiles from passersby.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I would be more inclined, I think, to give somebody money if they were honest.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's, you know, we'll...
I'd tell her to get a life.
Well, maybe that. Who knows? This may be part of career enhancement, so to speak.
That's not all she's enhancing.
Yeah.
We got
information.
Yeah, anyway. I'm sure she's probably gotten some untawdry comments as well.
I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if untawdry is the word you're looking
for. Oh, well, I just thought I'd be clean because it's lecherous. How's
Maybe
that?
Maybe just tawdry without the un.
Okay, it could be that too. Yeah.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. No matter what kind of car or truck you have, you'll find the battery you need at Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Gosh, where are we? It's August the 13th already? It's International Left-Handers Day.
Hey, hey.
Wave to a southpaw. It's Eyeglasses Day. They apparently made their debut on this date in 1287. That's because somebody wrote it down on their iPad.
Oh, cool.
Filet Mignon Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Trail Mix Day. Probably yeah. Filet Mignon would be better than the trail.
You know, if it's got M&M's in it.
No, but you see, there, and that's,
no, there's no, right. There's no argument. Filet mignon wins every time.
And you see, people eat trail mix thinking it's healthy. It's kind of like that granola that you buy. And then you look at the little information, you know, and you see how much fat and carbs it's got in it. But yeah, trail mix, it has M&M's. That's probably not healthy.
It's high amount of energy in a small little package.
I understand.
That's called GORP.
GORP. But you have to understand that there are many people who are eating trail mix while they're sitting on their butt next to the empty pizza box watching football.
Well, there's a reason it's called trail mix, yeah. Not sitting by the pizza box watching football mix.
There you are. And also, it's Blame Someone Else Day. And gosh, why shouldn't we? All right, for birthdays.
Sebastian Stan is 31. He's Bucky Barnes in the Captain America movies, mm-hmm. from old comic book fame. If you remember, Bucky was Captain America's sidekick.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, of course.
Andy Griggs is 40. He's a country singer.
Okay.
John Slattery is 51 from Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Bonaducci, still
alive.
Now,
John Slattery, he's the white-headed guy, right?
I believe that is correct.
Who does commercials for Lincoln as well.
I believe that is correct as well.
Yeah, okay. Danny Bonaducci.
Collecting bets at 54.
Yeah, right. He's a Boy Scout.
Yeah. Kevin Tye, you'll know him from Lost, but he was also in
Emergency.
And Emergency is where he started as Roy DeSoto.
Yeah, that's how I know him.
Jocelyn Elders.
Really?
The ex-surgeon general is Haiti.
Okay.
Pat Harrington from One Day at a Time. He was Snyder.
Yeah.
The repairman, 84. And Fidel Castro. Old Fidel's
Fidel.
Birthday.
Fidel. Yeah, was a pretty good baseball player.
Semi-pro baseball player for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
He is 87.
And this will make you feel old. Quinn Cummings is 46. Wasn't she that cute little girl in that... See, I can't remember that now. That Neil Simon movie, which was a pretty good little movie. But anyway, never mind.
Hang on, I'll find out.
It's my senior moment for today. I hate when that happens. All right, well, we like to have odd little news stories, you know, to begin our show. Sometimes the odd little news stories happen right nearby.
It was the Goodbye Girl, and it says she's an inventor.
Oh, really?
American inventor, businesswoman, television, and film actress.
Well, there you go. Does it say what she invented?
That's what I'm digging for right now. Yeah. You go on with whatever.
I'll move on. An 18-year-old College Station man, mad enough at his girlfriend at an apartment complex in Brenham on Saturday night, that he threw his backpack at her, having a little shouting match. Well, police searched the backpack and found his marijuana.
Dope.
Dog and his driver's license.
She created a thing called the hip hugger.
Oh, okay.
A stylish sling type device for carrying babies.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's kind of like a
the
snuggie. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. It could be that thing that that I've seen those where ladies kind of hang them at a 45-degree angle, hanging their youngins. Anyway.
Like National Geographic or something.
That's right. Brenham police were able to track the man down and arrest him, taken into custody. It was one 18-year-old Joseph Anthony Chaplin. This was his second arrest for a marijuana possession in a week. In a week.
Yikes!
Police had to use tasers to subdue him after he tried to run away. Run away from the arrest on the marijuana possession. Officers found him in a parked car in the park during curfew hours. Once again, police found a small amount of marijuana in his backpack. So.
Oh, it's like a fanny pack that you can rest your kid on.
Ah, there you go. So, lesson for today, if you get angry at your girlfriend, make sure you don't have the weed in your backpack when you throw it at her.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so how would you feel if you knew that your tax dollars were being used to house illegal immigrants in hotels all along the Mexican border? Agents at the border are now being overwhelmed by a sudden influx of immigrants claiming asylum in the United States. Now, the immigrants discovered a loophole where they can claim that they have a, quote, credible fear of drug cartels in Mexico. As a result, these immigrants are then processed and given a court date to plead their case to a judge. Now, the problem is that this processing takes time, forcing agencies now to put these immigrants up in hotels until all this paperwork is complete. They're often released until their court date, which could be years. The problem is 600 to 800,000 immigrants a year are given these court dates, and guess what? They don't show up. Yes, brought to you by the United States of America.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Look, guys, prostate problems are no laughing matter. The facts are the older you get, the more likely you will have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. So if you're waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then do something about it. The prostate formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for over 15 years and has become the best-selling prostate formulation at retail for a reason. Unlike others, we don't have to offer you a so-called free bottle because the natural ingredients in the prostate formula really work. As a thank you for visiting your local Supercenter, listeners will receive a special offer by going to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. So come on into the nation's largest retail and look for the blue and white box at Supercenters nationwide. Remember, visit prostateformula.com for the natural way to support prostate health and find the younger, healthier you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
The Dow Jones Report brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
We're watching our use of plastic. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We're keeping a lid on our credit card debt. Most of us are making our payments on time. TransUnion reports that in the second quarter, the percentage of credit card payments that were overdue by 90 days or more was the lowest in 19 years. The Federal Reserve reported previously the amount owed on credit cards in June was more than 16% below the peak hit in July of 2008. Amazon is reportedly looking to expand its product line with a home video game console. Game Informer says the online superstore is developing an Android-based console that will be out by the end of the year. Amazon's not commenting. The nation's biggest cable operator is expanding a program that offers low-cost internet connections to low-income families. Comcast says more households will qualify for its $10 a month Internet Essentials program, and download speeds for the service will be increased. Stocks futures are pointing higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-789-3239. That's 1-800-789-3239. 1-800-789-3239.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with their 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
I'm Chris, and I found my core at Aggieland Fitness Dome. In 30 minutes, I get ripped with group core. A strong core means more than just your abs. I need group core, and I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change, and we inspire results. Reach your peak with group core. Try your first class for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit, and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at aggielandfitness.com. 690-3663.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. About 100 today. Yeah, that's news, isn't it? Low temperature tonight will be probably about 77. There is a slight chance of showers. You ever notice they keep pushing it a day back so it's not really supposed to happen the day where we are? But anyway, we're supposed to be optimistic about that. 20 or 30% chance of rain going all the way through Friday. We'll see how that works. And again, when it's not raining, it's just going to be hot. And right now the winds are out of the south at 3. 93% relative humidity, we got 78.
If you can project both strength and warmth, you have charisma. So how do you do that? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Being able to project both strength and warmth is a big part of what gives someone charisma.
The reason that charisma is so rare is that projecting both strength and warmth at the same time is tricky.
John Neffinger, co-author of the book Compelling People.
Because most of the things that we do to project strength make us seem assertive, and most of the things we do to project warmth make us seem accommodating.
So how do charismatic people pull it off?
The most common way to combine strength and warmth in the nonverbal channels, where we're doing so much of the judging of this, is something that a lot of us probably heard when we were kids and we were being dragged to some formal social function we didn't want to be at, which was stand up straight and smile. That combination works very, very well.
There's another piece of charisma that projects that strength and warmth.
Denzel Washington is a great example of this. Bill Clinton, Dolly Parton as well. And what they have going on is a big smile, which of course is projecting warmth, but also combined with that is a little bit of a glint or a twinkle in their eyes that says, I'm watching you and I'm not going to let you get away with anything. And combination of that focused look in the eye with a nice relaxed smile on the mouth gives you a lot of strength and warmth all in one picture.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss The Ten Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all 4 Broadway events with the 4-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:33 at 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two unrelated house fires in College Station left smoke damage but injured no one. Bert Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department says Sunday evening in the area behind City Hall, an electrical problem caught the inside of a wall on fire on Foster Avenue.
Any exterior outlets should be rated for exterior use, meaning that they're insulated from moisture and all that kind of stuff. And any of those outside electrical outlets need to be on a ground fault circuit interrupter, GFCI circuit.
Humphrey says those precautions will cause a circuit breaker to shut off a problem area and prevent a fire like this one. Another home caught on fire Friday evening near Edelweiss Estates on Marta Street when a homeowner used a propane grill inside of the garage. What the A&M System Board of Regents didn't get done last Thursday, they'll try to do this morning.
The Regents delayed action on nearly $4 billion of budgets that start September 1st for the system's 11 universities, 7 agencies, and 2 service units. Chancellor John Sharp was asked about the idea of holding back 5% from each organization and let him decide how to spend the $200 million.
I would prefer, I'm better at doing budgets and you telling me what you're going to do and at the end of it. My only concern is however you style this, don't make me give money back to the state. We just spent a lot of time getting it. And so I don't want that to happen. I don't want to give money back to the National Science Foundation that we get in research.
The Regents will meet via conference call attempting to resolve the division between at least 2 veteran members who support the 5% holdback and 2 new members who don't. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station school board members will learn tonight from the city council if there is any interest in building and operating a new indoor pool. From a workshop last night, the school board has no interest of being the primary player.
We got out of the pool business years ago and asked the city to run our facility for us. I really think the need should be coming from the other side, and they should be coming to the school district saying, you could use this 10 to 20% of the time. Would you be interested in partnering with us?
Randall Pitcock was part of the board majority who said they could not justify adding $30 million of debt when the school district has 25% of the usage. Carol Barrett added she's lost sleep the last 2 years laying off employees.
We've made the painful cuts that we've made, and we still come up with a deficit budget, and you're asking to add to that on top. It boggles my mind.
There was no vocal opposition to more than $83 million of proposed projects that include upgrades to safety, technology, and transportation, along with new construction and deferred maintenance. Online at WTAW.com, you can read an update list. The CSISD board is scheduled to vote on what they want in November's bond issue next week. Those who park in Northgate for A&M home football games, get ready to pay more. Lance Sims with the City of College Station says it applies to the garage, surface parking lots, and more than 100 parking meters.
We tried to focus really on the peak times and the special events time when, frankly, people are going to be in Northgate and try to minimize the impact on the local businesses and establishments.
Other changes in Northgate parking rates start next week, including a couple of price breaks.
Out there, the peak times, as most folks probably know, are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Northgate. We're offering what we're calling an early bird special at the parking garage. If you'll show up a little early from 8 to 10:30 on those peak nights, we offer reduced cost. It's basically $6 flat fee, and that $6 is going to be good for a 12-hour pass.
And in an effort to generate more weekday lunchtime business, Northgate parking on the surface lots and meters will be free from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., again, starting next Monday. That errand that you think will only take a couple of minutes takes a lot longer, and when you leave your pet inside a locked vehicle, even with the window cracked, that brings out the authorities.
Next thing you know, we're out there in the parking lot waiting on you to return, and it's been 20 minutes, or we're having to open up your vehicle to get those animals out to safety because of the heat.
College Station policeman Phil Dorsett says animal control has been called several times recently to save pets from heat stress.
But it's a Class C misdemeanor to leave an animal unattended in a vehicle for more than 5 minutes. If it's 85 degrees or hotter outside.
Dorsett says even with the windows down, temperatures inside parked vehicles can reach 150 degrees. A Waco daycare owner accused in a baby's death now faces more charges.
Police say Marion Frazier gave four-month-old Clara Felton a toxic level of Benadryl last March. Frazier was arrested. Now, other kids who went to Spoiled Rotten daycare have tested positive as well for the medication, prompting Frazier's rearrest.
We believe that this daycare owner was administering the Benadryl for the effects of making the children sleep and keeping them on a nap time schedule for her convenience.
Sergeant Patrick Swanton says it's considered Benadryl is unsafe for children under two. He adds the investigation isn't over. More babies could have been drugged. Frazier is charged with injury to a child causing death and child endangerment. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And Texas A&M has completed its purchase of the private Texas Wesleyan School of Law in Fort Worth. A&M officials in College Station say the deal closed yesterday. The new school will be named the Texas A&M University School of Law going into the fall term. A&M officials say all accreditations for the law school remain in effect. A purchase agreement was announced in June of 2012. No acquisition cost was immediately released. WTAW News Time is 6:39. It's 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Family Home Health and Hospice is your trusted local provider of home-based medical services, offering post-hospital therapies, advanced illness management, and hospice care in the comfort of your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice can also provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care for individuals with a life-limiting illness. Family Home Health and Hospice is locally owned, Medicare certified, and Joint Commission accredited. Call 979-764-9000 or find us at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is, unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power. And it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Good morning. It's 6:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure remains anchored over the Gulf of Mexico. We continue to have a very warm forecast, and that'll stay in place through at least Thursday. Mostly sunny for today, with temperatures approaching 100. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Of sunshine on Wednesday, maybe an isolated afternoon storm, 95 to 100. Chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. Partly sunny Thursday, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, I think he's got a chip on his shoulder right now. He comes to work every day.
That's Coach Spavital talking about Johnny Manziel getting ready for the football season. Also, we've got updates from outside the lines concerning Johnny signing autographs in the Brazos Valley Bombers. We're in the Texas Collegiate League Championship Series, and that started last night. All that and more with sports in about 10.
Good. I'm glad he's got a chip on his shoulder. Get out there and play it out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
If he gets a chance to. Okay, score one for your peace-loving homegrown pot smokers in a speech before the American Bar Association in San Francisco yesterday.
Well, of course it was in San Francisco.
Why isn't the American Bar Association having their convention in Des Moines? Have they ever talked about that?
Because Des Moines not nearly as fun to visit as San Francisco.
Why don't
is.
They go to Frankfort, Kentucky and have it there? It's same the beautiful capital of the bluegrass state.
Same reason.
Why not in Tuscaloosa, Alabama? But no, they have to be in San Francisco.
All right, well, what did they do?
They listened to the Attorney General call for sweeping changes in both how nonviolent drug offenders are sentenced in the United States and how we use our prisons. It only took four decades and countless taxpayer dollars, but somebody with some power finally admitted that maybe the war on drugs isn't working. To that end, the Attorney General reportedly planning on publicly supporting drug treatment programs as an alternative to incarceration for America's drug offenders. He also said to be considering an early release program for elderly inmates whose crimes were nonviolent and who have served most of their sentences. So, you know, since 1980, the U.S. American population has increased by about a third, while the federal prison population has grown by about 800%. Well, that could have to do with better law enforcement techniques, too, Mr. Attorney General.
Well, putting, you know, what was the big push during Clinton's time?
Yeah.
Get more cops on the street.
That's right. And then you know what? You have more arrests that way.
That's how it works, generally.
Meanwhile, federal prisons operating at nearly 40% over capacity. And, you know, we don't want to build new prisons. We don't want to do that on the county level. We don't want to do it on the state level. And we certainly don't want to do it on the federal level either. So what are we supposed to do? And maybe that's what he's trying to do is that. You heard Sean talk about this morning, the sudden influx of illegal immigrants from Mexico requesting asylum is overwhelming the immigration officials in San Diego to the point hotel rooms are being rented for some families while others are being released in cities across the U.S. Here, let me fly you to somewhere. What's causing the surge in illegals? Sources say illegals now realize they can attempt to gain asylum by using a few key words like credible fear of drug cartels.
To the tune of, what was it, 200?
Amazing, yeah.
200 people came across and said, this is happening.
Yeah, it is. Here, yeah, that's us. Clearly has to be so orchestrated by somebody, says the U.S. Attorney for Southern California, Peter Nguyen's, who says beyond the belief that dozens and hundreds of thousands of people would simultaneously decide that they should come to the U.S. to make this claim.
All at the same time.
Here's a good idea. See, that's the Twitter universe for you, doing that.
Oh, yeah, it works. Come on.
Yep. Now, I remember Reince Priebus, whatever his name is, the Republican National Committee chairman. He's angry, and he doesn't want to allow CNN. You know, CNN and NBC are going to have these docudramas about Hillary. And so what he wants to do is keep them from hosting 2016 GOP presidential primary debates. Well, guess who's producing the NBC docudrama? Fox. So CNN asks, why boycott NBC and not Fox when Fox is in fact producing it? His answer, we only care who airs it, not who produces it. Oh, give me a break.
Good Lord.
All right. And I just love this. This is just wonderful. The Missouri State Fair has imposed a lifetime ban on a rodeo clown who donned a mask resembling President Obama during Saturday's bull riding competition. The rodeo clown will not be allowed to participate or perform at the fair ever again. Fair officials say they're also reviewing whether to take any action against the contractor for Saturday's event, the Missouri Rodeo Clown Association. Excuse me, Rodeo Cowboy Association. Now, why is nobody outraged that they used Ronald Reagan masks and George W. Bush masks and made fun of them masks? Why is it that it's because it is our present world leader and the greatest man of all time, Barack Obama, that this guy, and okay, I don't know, maybe it was stupid. I think he knew his crowd, though, quite honestly, and because they seem to be yelling for more. What happened was, while they're out there, the photo was first posted on a liberal blog called Show Me Progress, where according to eyewitnesses, just before the bull running event, one of the clowns came out dressed wearing the Obama mask, and the announcer wanted to know if anyone would like to see Obama run down by a bull. Okay? The crowd went wild.
Of course they did.
Again and again, louder each time, as it says, whipping the audience into a lather. A bull then charged the clown, forcing him to run away to the delight of onlookers hooting and hollering. Of course, videos are out there now, and this guy gets banned for life because of that.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I know. We just can't have
Holy cow, that. Now that is a poor choice.
I like that.
I'm just teasing.
Oh, it's a bunch of bull to me, right? Okay. And Pat McCrory, who's the governor of North Carolina, has signed a bill giving his state a tough new set of voter ID laws. The measure requires voters to present government-issued photo identification at the polls, shortens the voting period from 17 days to 10, and ends pre-registration for 16 and 17-year-olds who will be 18 on Election Day, and it eliminates same-day voter registration. We'll see. Don't know a lot of difference that'll make. Just kind of on the outside of politics and things like that, we'll have Eddie Colson with us in the 8 o'clock hour next Monday to talk about the bond issue that Kat's been talking about in the news, some things that are coming up and what they're going to be asking residents in College Station to pay for with a bond, so he'll join us next week.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Continuity is the password to most successful landscaping. Your gardens need to look like they belong to their surroundings. That's important when you're planning plantings to blend with the rest of your neighborhood. It's often just as bad to overwhelm landscapes around you as it is to drag them down by mediocrity. I'll be back with details of how you can tie your landscape to living spaces right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. You want your landscape to fit comfortably with your interior surroundings. If you're looking out the window of an Eastern Colonial, you probably don't want to see a yucca and cactus rock garden. And if you're in a Southwestern Contemporary, white picket fencing near the entryway wouldn't be your very best choice. Envision your entire lot as a unit. Think of it as a picture hanging on a wall. The landscape is the frame, and the house with its exterior and interior decor, the house becomes the artwork. Let the landscape complement the structure and its furnishings. As you're doing all of that lot-sized planning, think too about your home being one in a grouping of other pieces of art. Keep that neighborhood style flowing. Make sure your neighborhood's landscapes work as a team. Plan block improvements where they're practical. Perhaps decorative streetlights or trees in a median are possibilities. Maybe it's nothing more than a community-based cleanup project for the spring or in the fall. That works well too. Let's address some specifics of tying your landscape to the interior, and we'll start with the entryway. Remember, it's a place where you make your first impression for all who visit your home. If your home is casual, so should the entryway be casual. Should be bright and cheerful, graciously and safely welcoming all who visit. Use container color and fragrant plants. A little night lighting is beautiful. Your backyard, however, will be where your family will spend most of its outdoor time, so the patio will be the focal point there. Make sure it's at its best. If it's too small, enlarge it with pre-poured concrete stones or bricks or interlocking concrete pavers. If it's too sunny, build a cover or plant a shade tree. Be careful, however, that the shade doesn't block the much-needed summer breezes from cooling the patio at its prime season of use. As you landscape around your patio, remember that you usually want to be able to see across it and out into the rest of your gardens as you look from the house. Don't screen it with tall shrubs unless there is some special privacy problem with tall buildings or hillsides nearby. You want to have a natural transition from your living room or den through the doors, out across the patio, over a low bed of flowers or ground cover, and onto the back landscaped area. You can inject a feeling of depth and spaciousness by using primarily greens and blues in the color scheme and put a piece of garden art toward the back of the yard to draw the eye all the way across. Frame the view with taller plants off to the side and use your color intelligently. Let it be the focusing point of the outdoors. Art forms in the landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Oh, God!
I hit the wrong button.
I generally have that effect on
was
women.
I say, oh, God, we're all going to die, but I thought, nah, let's not do that. Let's do sports instead.
Yeah, here we go.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:53. Aggie football started 2-a-days yesterday, and Kevin Sumlin and co-offensive coordinator Jack Spavital met with the media. Coach Sumlin spent some time actually talking about depth for a change.
You know, all those young linebackers have a real chance to help us on special teams where we didn't have any depth. You know, last year, Sean Porter and all those Jenkins and Stu, and we got all those guys running down the field on kickoff. We just didn't have any depth. And now we've got some young guys that have talent. We got to figure out how they're going to get in the mix.
Coach Spavital was asked about Johnny Manziel and where he was so far in gearing up for the season.
You know, I think he's got a chip on his shoulder right now. He comes to work every day. I think he's very excited for the season. You know, the thing that I'm most impressed with him right now is he's more focused on the receivers, and he's out there coaching as well. I'm very impressed with how he's handling with coaching the receivers, and he's trying to get things the way he wants it out there.
It was announced yesterday that the scrimmage on Saturday will be open to the public and is tentatively scheduled for 6 p.m., and of course we'll keep that updated on our website. According to ESPN's Outside the Lines, Johnny Manziel signed autographs and memorabilia for dealers in two additional sessions, one in South Florida after the national championship game in early January, the other in late January in Houston. Florida-based autograph dealer Kevin Feistat backed and helped organize the additional two sessions. The sessions add to the other four signings reported last week. The NCAA is investigating whether any of the autographs violated NCAA bylaws, but Freistat did not return calls or text messages seeking comment, and Manziel was not available for comment either. The Brazos Valley Bombers opened the Texas Collegiate League Championship Series, scratching out a big 4-1 win over the Victoria Generals last night. Bombers pitcher Brandon Easterling threw a complete game, allowing just one run, and was asked how he felt after the big win.
You know, everything felt good. Bullpen session the other night with Dixon, everything was good. We were working on fine-tuning, and
And, you know, just came out today filling it up, throwing all four pitches, you know, in different counts, and everything felt good. Guys making plays behind me.
Game two of the playoffs is tonight in Victoria at 7:05. If the Bombers win, they win it all. Aggie Volleyball reported over the weekend, and fans are invited to attend the Maroon and White scrimmage this Thursday at Reed Arena. Doors open at 5:15. They'll crank things up approximately 6:30, and the players will scrimmage for approximately an hour. The Southeastern Conference announced today agreements with 9 postseason bowls and a new process for the assignment of SEC member schools to bowl games beginning with the 2014 season and extending for 6 years. The new SEC bowl process coincides with the beginning of the new college football playoff that follows the 2014 college football season. The SEC will also participate in the All-State Sugar Bowl and the Discover Orange Bowl in selected years. And you can see a full list of the bowl and the selection process posted on WTAW.com. On out of Major League Baseball, Yu Darvish flirted with a no-no all the way through the 8th inning until...
Delivery by Darvish. Fastball, that's hammered. Deep to right field. Going back is Rios at the wall. That's gone. 5 rows into the seats. Carlos Corporan breaks up the shutout and the no-hitter. 2-1 Rangers.
And that's where it finished, 2-1. The Rangers kept their one-game lead over second-place Oakland in the American League West. Darvish struck out a career-high 15 over 8 innings, walking just 1. Here's Ron Washington on the great play by Darvish.
Delivery by Darvish.
You know, he had just as good a stuff as he had the second game of the season here, you know, and they found a way to break it up and put a run on the board.
The Oakland Athletics did keep pace with a 5-1 win in Toronto. In training camp action, the Dallas Cowboys offensive lineman Darian Weems has been sidelined after dropping 325 pounds on his chest while lifting weights. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said Weems wasn't seriously injured and should return to practice soon, but Dallas is having injury trouble this camp.
And, you know, the big thing from our training staff standpoint is just to get those guys as healthy as quickly as possible, give them some chances here in the preseason. But in the meantime, you give other guys a chance to show what they can do.
And in Houston, they're moving and grooving. The Philadelphia Eagles acquired wide receiver Jeff Maul from the Houston Texans, and offensive lineman Nate Menken was the trade. Maul appeared in 3 games for the Texans in 2011, spent 2012 on the practice squad. Menken originally signed with the Texans as an undrafted free agent and was claimed off the waiver wire. And finally, fans of the Mean Green, North Texas will be wearing throwback uniforms for the opener of their 100th season. The dark green jersey is like what Mean Joe Green wore back in the 60s, and the school used from 01 to 04 when UNT won 4 Sun Belt Conference titles and went to 4 bowl games. The white helmets are back, just like they were worn in the 1950s through 1967. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The second annual Brazos Valley Fair, Thursday through Sunday, September 5th to the 8th. Carnival and exhibits are open daily, and you're guaranteed to have plenty to do before the beer and wine garden opens to help cool you down. There's tons of fun to be had before the main entertainers take to the Bud Light stage. Great rodeo action and cap off the evening with a Texas-sized heart-pounding concert. Brazos Valley Fair. Bring the whole family. Tickets online, brazosvalleyfair.com or 979-821-1450.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packs.